Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday right here on Backyard Almanac. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and I hope you're having a beautiful ending to the season of winter.
I'm ready. I'm way past ready, Larry. Thanks for asking, though.
Today is the vernal equinox, but from the forecast, it sounds like we're going to be turning backwards into to winter for a little bit. It's really amazing. I was out for just a spectacular walk. It was clear and calm, just terrific. New moon phase, terrific stargazing. Certainly doesn't sound like the forecast that we're supposed to be getting rain and snow before the day is over. But apparently those things happen, and I haven't seen it yet, but something will be moving in. Yeah, this is the vernal equinox. We will actually begin the season later in the afternoon. But if we look at the situation as it is right now, we're cooling off a bit, and we may end up in the rest of the month being a little bit more normal. I don't think we're going to get below normal, but a little more normal. We have had, up to this point, a month which is considerably warmer than normal, almost 30 degrees. March has an average of a 26. We've had 3 days where we set records for the warmest, two of those days, 58 degrees. And then last Sunday, what an amazing day last Sunday, where we had a high of 64, which set a record, and that, of course, was along with some sunshine, which got everybody out for a new spring day moving. The lowest temperatures we had, don't forget, early in the month, we were considerably below zero. Other things of note, I mentioned that this is the vernal equinox, and from here on we will have more light each day than we'll have darkness. But speaking of darkness, there is a total solar eclipse taking place today in the extreme far north in some of the islands off the near Iceland. In that area up there, they're going to get the best views. But what's remarkable is not only do we have a total solar eclipse at the time of the vernal equinox, but we also have some very active aurora. And I had a chance one night this week on the night of St. Patrick's Day, I guess that was Tuesday, I had a chance that night to view some of that aurora, and yeah, it was quite spectacular. We haven't had really intense aurora for a while, so it was just great to get out and take a look at it. There are migrants happening. Probably the most obvious is Canada geese. I hear them or see them almost every day in some small capacity, not really big flocks. The rivers are starting to open in many places. The lakes, however, are still frozen, and so the geese that come over have to be a little bit more selective about where they're going to rest, but they are coming, as are some of the raptors. This week I saw both the American kestrel, and then yesterday while walking, three red-tailed hawks were circling overhead. Rough grouse have been drumming for each of the last 2 days. Rough grouse drumming. This is early. Normally, I expect it in early April. It's early, but not that tremendously early, as it looked like it was going to be, because I already heard one in February. But they are for real now, drumming, and I've heard them repetitiously drumming several times. And then yesterday, I saw the first red-winged blackbird, which to me is one of the greatest signs there is in March. Often that sign in March doesn't take place until April, but the red-winged blackbirds, when they come back, it's the male back first, and usually they go to a site of a swamp, someplace like such, where they nest, and they start their singing right away. This one that I saw yesterday was not yet singing, but it did have arrived here. Other things of note, the chipmunks have been up and moving around in the yard. Though I haven't seen the skunks, I've certainly noticed their signs, as well as that of the raccoons. The morning cloak butterflies are around. Morning cloak butterflies belong to a group of butterflies called anglewings, which hibernate as an adult. And when we get days like we did last Sunday, they start to warm up, they start to move about, and they often will sit in the sun and bask. Now, if we're getting some of these cloudy days that we have, they'll probably go back into a shelter again, especially with the rain and snow forecasted. But nevertheless, they get out early in March. The other signs, of course, I mentioned last time of the trees, the pussy willows and the quaking aspens both getting their big fuzzy buds starting to show up. Maple syrup is flowing, and people that I know who have trees are already boiling it down, so that was always an incident right there happening. And that's what a lot of these early butterflies do when they come back and wake up and there's no flowers to go to. I keep looking every day to see if my crocuses are up, but they're a little, not quite as far along as I thought they would be. So what do the butterflies do? They have to get a meal, so they go to some of this sap. And so that's a good place to see them. I usually see the early butterflies around the maple trees. But we do have other things of trees going on. It would soon be the silver maples, which are big trees common in Duluth along a lot of streets. They will soon start opening up their flowers, as will the alder catkins. I stopped and took a look at a few of them this week, not quite yet open, and the same way with the hazel. There will certainly be ones to open. But one of the interesting things, and I have to pass this on, but I have mentioned many times in autumn, talking about this period of time called autwin, the period of time after the leaves drop from the trees, before we have a snow cover, where it's just a remarkably beautiful open time to walk in the woods. Well, we're getting the converse of that right now, what I call windsprin. A windsprin in the last few years has not been very noticeable because of these weird springs that we've been having. But yesterday, boy, it did stand out. I took just a remarkable walk, and it's just amazing how open the woods is. The snow is virtually all gone, only in a few patches on north-facing hillsides. And then at the base of it seemed like every tree in the woods, there was the mosses, which are green. They've been green all winter, so it's certainly nothing new. But what goes on these early days is they take advantage of the sunlight that's penetrating to them, and they start putting out new leaves and new capsules. You might say this is the beginning of the greening of the whole forest because it greens from the bottom up. So, yeah, it's just we're going to get a little bit of snow, but it's not going to last, and we're going to be able to see some of these great windsprin walks. So I suggest getting out there. It's too early for the mosquitoes, though there are a few deer ticks out right now. I would not think they are abundant, and I wouldn't worry about them. I think it's just a great time to get out and do some enjoying and walk and feel good about this time. So, yes, welcome to spring.
Well, thank you so much, Larry, and we'll talk with you again next week in the springtime.
Yep.
Thanks. Larry Weber this morning is our host for Backyard Almanac. He's an author, an educator, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday right here on Northland Morning.